an open scene, which with a suggestion brought to us by our friend Samuel from Winnipeg. This scene takes place in a bowling alley.
We already had bowling alley.
That's fine. A bowling alley at the Renaissance Fair.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. And
Renaissance bowling.
It'll be based around dairy farming.
Okay. This is the last contest. If we do this, we'll have a clean sweep of all the contests here at the fair. Come on.
I don't know, Sir William, because, you know, the Black Knight's cow is quite an accomplished bowler.
Yes, but we have this secret weapon in this dairy cow. She hasn't been milked for a week.
Oh.
So she's going to give twice, seven times as much milk as their cow, even though it can bowl a perfect strike every time.
Well, it is true.
And then you just have to play your usual game and we'll win.
My usual game?
Your usual game.
I don't want to play that anymore.
Yeah, but yes, but you're usually good for a couple of strikes. And a spare or two.
I was looking to do something a little more unconventional.
What? You're not going to try to bowl the 7-10 split again, are you?
I've done it once.
Once, but only once! Only once!
But now that we've relieved our cow of so much of its...
Hand me another bucket.
Its weight. I do believe that our cow, who has been looking very sluggish for the entire length of the tournament, shall be ready.
You want to put our dairy cow against the Black Knight's bull?
Yes.
Cow?
Yes.
I can't tell the difference, really. It's so just very black.
Yes. I think Bessie can do it.
What do you say, Bessie? You want to? I don't. She's not much of a bowler. We haven't trained her. Not like the Black Knights. Their bull cow has been practicing for since it was a calf. Ling.
We don't have a choice. We have no choice. We have to.
We have the choice, Sir Thomas.
It's a mixed bowling competition.
But Sir Thomas, we can't suddenly replace you with Bessie. Bessie is a good cow. She gives good milk, much very good milk.
You haven't read the rules. It's a mixed bowling match.
But
cows and their masters against cows and their masters.
But it would...
Or in the case of the Black Knight, the bull.
Ferdinand was looking forward to this. We can't just take it away from Ferdinand and give it to Bessie.
The time has come for us to release Ferdinand.
But he's served us so faithfully for so many years.
But he can barely pick up the ball anymore.
I know, but he's...
With Bessie having been weighed down for the entire fair.
You mean she'll be lighter on her
hooves? She'll be lighter on her hooves. People will expect a slow, sluggish cow.
And she'll be quick as lightning.
Yes. Much unlike that bull over there who just bats and uses nothing but power.
Yes, precision.
Finesse.
She'll have precision and finesse.
And the 7-10 split.
You really think she's ready for it?
I was talking about myself.
Oh, Sir Thomas.
She can clean up after me.
You have to let it go.
No, I can't.
You had your one glorious moment of history with the 7-10 split, and you conquered it well.
It's the only way we can win the fair.
But it was your fleeting moment of glory. Every attempt to recapture it has ended in dismal failure, and the Black Knights taunt us unmercifully. I can't stand another taunting, Sir Thomas. The taunting must end.
Don't you understand? If I don't do this split, the taunting will never end. It'll be in our face. We will have not only lost the bowling match, but the entire fair.
It's the lesser of two tauntings. Very well, Sir Thomas. If you must, you must.
I'm pretty convinced I can do it.
We're done milking Bessie now. Take her. Conquer the 7-10 split. Win the bowling tournament.
Our flags shall be waving high in the air after this competition is over.
And the Black Knights shall rue the day they ever taunted us.
Rue. Rue the day.
I'm going to go sell Ferdinand now.
All right. Make sure you get a fair price.
Absolutely.
No magic beans this time.
Oh.